Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a classic from 2015 with comedian Keith Alberstadt. It's coming up next.
Let's face it, times are changing. What used to be considered a heartfelt compliment to a female coworker.
Good Lord, Gladys, what a rack. Rough.
And was greeted with the appropriate response.
Why, thank you, Ted.
Now, unfortunately, results in a much different response.
A summons!
That's right, dudes. Sexual harassment suits are making it impossible to pay even the most innocent compliment to a female coworker.
Gee, Shirley, you're not wearing a bra, are you?
What do you mean I'm fired?
Unfortunate, but true. Hi, I'm Nick Love, and along with my brother Sonny, we've developed the only possible solution.
It's an electronic device for men to be worn tightly yet discreetly across the throat. In fact, it's designed to look uncannily like a Windsor knot.
Yeah, we call it Harass Away. How does it work? Simple. Through state-of-the-art circuitry, Harass Away detects even the slightest signs of arousal, thanks to our sensors monitoring heart rate, blood pressure, and even the slightest hint of a chubby.
This triggers a pleasant yet barely audible tone designed to subtly mask the offensive comment so that your lady coworker will no longer hear this.
Wow, great ass. You must really want it.
Instead, she'll hear...
Great ass. You must really want it.
Ingenious, you say? We think so. But there's more. Harass Away also replaces the inexplicably offensive remark with a digitized voice simulator, programmed with over 200 stock compliments.
So now, that lawsuit-happy babe won't hear this.
Hey, baby, how'd you like to shake hands with my little junior executive?
She'll hear this.
Hey, baby, how'd you like to...
You do outstanding work.
Shake hands with me.
And I am proud to call you my associate.
Harass Away. Discreet, effective, lawsuit-proof. Your choices are clear. Bite your tongue every day for the rest of your life.
Or bite the bullet once and cough up $395 for Harass Away. Let's hear from one of our satisfied customers.
Harass Away? Yeah, I'll tell you about Harass Away.
Harass Away has helped me immensely.
Those two lying sons of...
I am extremely happy I purchased it.
They cost me my marriage.
I cannot imagine a successful job or happy marriage without Harass Away.
Hands on those ass...
Thank you, Nick and Sonny.
That's Nick and Sonny's Harass Away. So you don't have to think about what you say before you say what you think.
To order Nick and Sonny's Harass Away, simply dial 1-800-NICE-T.
That's 1-800. You are pretty.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
I enjoyed that.
Coming up, the Napa Tool of the Week.
Thank you.
Not you, although, wait a minute.
There are a lot of candidates.
Wait a second. I'm in the Tool Hall of Fame. Oh, well. Yeah.
We may have our Tool of the Week speaking right now.
Look around. We all know who the Tool of the Week is.
Oh, yeah.
The Hall of Fame.
Gee.
We have a guest in the studio, so we need to behave. Christy's in New York City.
New York City!
And
and Keith just came from
there. I think she's staying at Keith's house.
They have to keep the population exactly.
Airbnb.
Uh-huh, there it is.
Keith Alberstadt is our guest, a veteran of the David Letterman Show. You were saying one of your favorite Letterman sets?
It's on YouTube.
It is.
And it's you going on a first date, but a TV director talking. Google Keith Alberstadt on Letterman.
Or perhaps he can recreate some of that for us right now.
No, it's kind of visual. So you need one. Yeah. It's wonderful, well,
thanks
Keith.
For coming,
congratulations.
Keith.
It's a pleasure to be here.
He's going
to
be funny now,
I enjoyed your hand puppets. It's a shame that nobody can see them here.
Can we find Yosemite Sam telling Bugs Bunny, I hate you.
I hate rabbits.
Tom.
That may be inappropriate. We have our guest right there wearing a Toledo Mudheads baseball shirt.
That's right.
The Mudheads.
Yeah.
Nice. Great name. So many names in sports aren't great. That's one of the good ones.
It is one of
them. You, of course.
Incredible stadium, too. It was right next to the hotel.
We've been talking a lot about minor league baseball parks because of all the food, and now the major league parks are doing the same thing where they're having very unusual food or ridiculous combinations of food, hot dogs with ice cream. And you can't make this
burgers
stuff
with donuts as buns. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
I hate you.
Is that what you
say?
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Now, Keith,
this is my job.
You're called the Commodore of comedy.
Well, by you guys.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's going to catch on.
Oh, it's going to
It's definitely going to catch on.
There may be some copyright and trademark issues, but we're going to go with the Commodore of comedy because you are, in fact, a Commodore.
That's right.
A Commodore's like a captain, though, right? You can't trademark the word Commodore.
I don't even think it's a rank anymore.
Oh, yeah, maybe not.
It's one of those old school things.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We're national champions now, Chick.
In baseball.
Baseball,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And it was somewhat of a surprise. It was a great team, but... who else?
Got hot at the right time.
Yeah, got hot right at the right time.
Yep.
Yeah. So now, congratulations.
Again, to get back to your T-shirt.
Beautiful camp.
The Toledo Mudhens. Bob, you're the expert on this. I know you've written the song, The Cleveland Steamer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something called the Do the Toledo Mudhen?
Give her the Mudhen?
No.
Is there no such thing as the Mudhen?
Well, there should be.
The old Mudhen?
I think I know what the Mudhen is. I know one thing that Mudhen would involve.
Yeah.
Do you have the orifice wheel?
See, there's the Pasadena mudslide, but I don't know
the Toledo mud end.
Yeah, anything with mud in it, that can mean only one thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's not going to be good.
Yeah,
so I'm sorry.
Unless it's your birthday, that's not going to happen.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Keith, are you a single man still?
No.
What?
No. Got a lady in my life.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Picked it up. Oh, I noticed there was a glow about you.
Yeah, things are good. Yeah.
So is this lady, does she have a name? Or,
Her name is Leslie.
Leslie?
Yeah.
Lovely name.
Yep. Yeah.
One of the old school names you don't hear much anymore.
So. Is Leslie also in the world of comedy?
She's in the world of show business.
Showbiz.
Not comedy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, if she's is now by show business, do you mean belly dancer or exotic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Belly, nice here.
Belly dancer.
Number one call belly dancer in New York City, my friend.
Keith is a guest, Tom. Oh, hey, Tom.
I hate you. Okay, I'm sorry. Is she behind the scenes in show business?
She's a producer.
Ah, uh-huh. All right.
No one knows what that means.
On a TV.
Producers don't know what that means.
That's being developed right now.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Can you, very nice.
That's right. Is there any chance that we'll be seeing Keith Alberstadt as the wacky neighbor? Or
maybe.
Yeah. You never know.
Does she know this? Does she mention this at all?
Has this discussion happened?
I told her I was gonna show up on set and just cold audition for things.
Very cool.
We'll see how that goes.
You only love me because I'm a producer.
One of those deals?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's happened.
Oh, we've had that conversation.
So where'd you meet this lady?
We met the old-fashioned way
on a date.
Farmersonly.com.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. We met at a bar, mm-hmm. kind of a social gathering sort of thing.
I gotcha.
Hit it off. Things have been good.
Nice.
You weren't playing Toque, were you? That's the electroshock game.
No, or you shock each other while you're drinking? No.
You heard about that?
I did hear about that. Yeah, Mexico.
Mexico, mm-hmm. Yeah. You put your hands on these two metal things, and then the guy sees how much voltage or whatever it is you can take.
That's insane.
Yeah, not a good idea. I can see lots of problems happening with that. But let's get back to your life. So you meet this woman at a bar.
Yes.
Okay. What had you been doing prior to that? Had you been using social media of some sort? Were you doing online dating?
I was doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
I did online dating for a while.
Which one? Match.com?
It was Match. And I had an experience. I messaged a girl back the same day that she messaged me.
Mm-hmm.
My friend goes, dude, you can't look desperate, man. Can't look desperate. Like, it's online dating. I thought desperation was par for the
course. That's my favorite line from a 40-year-old virgin. Well, not my favorite, but one of the Steve Carell, when should I call her back? And Seth Rogen goes, when's the next Olympics? Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Okay.
So how'd that go?
How did what go?
Did you go on the date with the lady from the Match.com?
Oh, yeah. It was brief.
Long time ago.
But she wasn't a producer, so
that's right.
That's right.
I see. So,
I follow the Commodore on Twitter, and Keith is. You work almost every day. It seems like you're nonstop.
Oh, it's crazy.
Honestly, how you have time to date?
It's crazy.
Uh huh.
On the road.
Mm-hmm.
New York and on the road never stops.
No.
So you don't meet ladies at your shows? You get off stage and they go, that guy sure was funny and handsome.
No, because the Commodore, Keith Alberstadt, he does like four or five sets at different clubs is what he does. He'll go, oh, I'm going to do here and here and
so
here.
You don't need
and
to
here
be
tonight.
Dating, you don't need to be dating
he
a producer.
He doesn't have time to meet the people.
You need to be dating a driver.
He's rushing to another comedy club.
But they're not only because she's a producer, you had the conversation, you dislike me because I'm a producer, but all my comedian friends have the conversation, well, I've been dating this girl, but she hasn't seen my show yet.
Yeah, oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
That's the moment of truth.
And then when she comes, you got to like, if you have a bad set, if it's a bad crowd, right.
That's miserable.
She comes
to see you is what you meant to say.
That's what he meant to say, yes, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right.
Speaking of which, can we read the story about the videos that are all over the internet of the pandas? Have you seen
that? A panda in China has been nicknamed the Enduring Brother for his record-breaking lovemaking.
John C. Panda?
Lulu and partner Zen Zen, Zhen,
mm-hmm.
mated for an impressive 7 minutes and 45 seconds.
Good God, man.
Setting a new record for the year at the Sichuan Giant Panda Research Center and Buffet.
This is a world record.
A video of their sexual antics has gone viral, and Lulu is now the talk of China. It
did
also
you,
means.
Did you see this, Bob?
I saw the photo. I didn't watch the whole video.
It also means if
I didn't watch the full 7 minutes.
If you're wondering, did you get sleepy right to the end?
Yeah, but not by
my point is
2 minutes in.
Chinese panda lasts longer than the average American man in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Your typical man making love for just a tick over 7 minutes. This panda, 7 minutes, 45 seconds.
Impressive.
Their pair were pitted against. It was evidently competitive.
There was a competition?
Against another couple of pandas, Yi Bao and Jin Xin, who only managed 1 minute, 20 seconds.
See, now that's 120. Now that's your typical male there, isn't it?
But it's gone viral. I mean, I feel so bad for, what is it, Ying Bao?
Ying Bao out.
No, I mean, Yi Bao and Jin Xin.
Because they're going to label him the Panda Express.
Yeah,
get it done fast.
You know, and he's going to be so embarrassed answering the age-old question, what's black and white and red all over?
The average length.
It's Ying Bao.
It's
because,
a newspaper, right?
Before this, the average length of a panda lovemaking session, between 30 seconds and 5 minutes. So this 7 minutes 45 is off the chart.
This is a big story. The video is
this
everywhere.
This is the Bob Beeman of records. This record will stand.
Well, Beeman did it under 4 minutes, didn't he?
Well, no,
he was a long jump.
Long jump for 28 feet.
That's
29,
right. Yeah, I was thinking the 4 minute mile. My
Mexico
mistake.
City. That's right, Jim Ryan.
My call.
The 4 minute mile was
Ralph Bannister.
Roger Bannister.
Well, who's Ralph Bannister?
Ralph Bannister.
He actually invented the banister.
It's named after him.
You know, we need something in here to hold the rail up.
Oh. We need something to hold on to while hold we're climbing.
Keep falling off these stairs.
I need something for my wife to slide down on.
Oh.
So in any event, if you want to see these.
Sliding down the banister.
I don't know why they.
Peter Burns.
Peter
can't
Burns.
Beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Why they nicknamed him the Enduring Brother.
I don't know.
For his record-breaking sex session. But
well, that's what they're saying.
They have different words over there.
By the way, in case you missed it, Keith, panda bears do it doggy style.
Is that right?
Yeah. So.
Well, it's viral, so.
I don't know how dogs got all the credit for this. Did dinosaurs do it doggy style?
It depends on which dinosaur you're dating, guessing.
I think almost, I can't think of a creature, an animal that doesn't do it doggy style.
I think us and I believe.
Monkeys? Do they?
I don't think so.
But I think dolphins do it like we do, face to face.
Is that right?
Well, who did you say?
Dolphins?
Did you say donkeys or dolphins?
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
No
dolphins.
Donkeys.
No.
If you get two donkeys doing it face to face, they are wrestling.
Yeah. Something's gone horribly wrong on the island of
stuck.
Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
One of them has been
you heard
hurt.
Donkey, though. That was interesting.
Okay.
Dolphins.
I'm sorry. What else do you have over there, Chick McGee?
Doctors have warned Pope Francis he's getting too fat. They've told Pope Francis to eat less pasta and exercise more to lose weight. He's 78 years old. Of course, he's the head of the Roman Catholic Church. He keeps a busy schedule. He is thought to have gained a substantial amount of weight since he was elected pontiff 2 years ago. The freshman 20. You know that.
Yeah.
Doctors have told the Italian news agency, ANSA.
The answer is.
ANSA
news.
Answer
is. Uh-huh.
Francis needs to take some strain off his back, which has been giving him back pain. The report said limiting pasta consumption to a few times a week. I love pasta. And cutting down on carbs in general, combined with longer walks, might just be what the Pope needs.
Well, you can imagine that the Vatican chef probably has a lot of butter.
I would imagine the Pope, when he's at home, eats very well. But, you know, he's on the road.
You think the Pope comes home after a long day of poping and throws something in the microwave? And
no.
No, I think someone does that for him. Let me get that. Bob and Tom show. Oh, hi, your Pope.
Hey, your Pope. Listen, sorry about the
gains of weight,
the news. You're packing on the pounds. I
man, there's nothing is sadder than a pudgy Pope, you know. the doctors, they say, oh, you know, got some bad news. You need to lose a few pounds. Well, I got some bad news for you. You're going to burn in a hell.
Well, no,
I think,
you know, you're so busy, you don't have time to get any exercise. You can't really. I remember reading a couple weeks ago, you said that the one thing you missed was not being able to walk into town and grab a pizza.
Oh, for sure. This is a stressful job, and you get so tired some days, I'm a too poop to pope, you know?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm trying hard, I'm really dieting, trying to lose some weight, but it's just so tough.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I mean, it's all I can think about. The other day, I had to cut people off from getting their sacrament because I had finished the box of crackers before they got there.
Come on now.
Oh, I'm telling you, Bob, is it tough? I don't know if you've had. I accidentally the other day realized I started giving a sermon with a. It was a story about a Jesus. It wasn't even a Jesus. It was Jesus.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus and crackers.
Jesus. Right.
Now, maybe you could come out with some kind of miracle diet, the 48-hour Pope miracle diet. That if you dropped weight quickly, that'd be great. You could raise some extra cash.
Oh, I like the sound of this, Tom.
The Pope diet?
Yeah, the Pope diet.
May I interject?
Go right ahead, Keith.
Pope, this is Keith.
Keith, you sound like a nice boy.
Big fan. Big fan. It's Lent. Why don't you just give up something like
food?
Yeah, bread, pasta.
You've only got a couple more days.
Pope,
candy. I'm sorry. Is it Keith? Is that your name?
Yeah, Keith Alberstadt.
Alberstadt. Yeah. From the Nashville Alberstadts.
I got an idea. Why don't you shut your filthy mouth?
Hey, isn't today one of your busiest days, Pope? I mean, this is Holy Week, Good Friday, Easter. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to call us.
I understand that the producer.
It is Friday.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, it's this good is, Friday, this brother.
It's great Friday, I think,
oh,
for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Cardinal Rubini.
Uh-oh.
You know what he did?
What?
On April Fool's Day, he moved my calendar back a day.
I knew it.
That Rubini.
I knew it.
Oh, crap. I thought he had another you better, day to work.
You got a lot to do. We'll see you, Pope.
Good Friday.
Bye.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.